So what's going on, everybody? I'm a podcast. This is season 4, episode 4. Got a little bit of a bad news. Yeah, I'm finishing off the dream and stuff, but I can't finish the other part on SoundCloud. Now, I will post the fourth part on there, you know, in the morning, but I'll be back on that, you know, posting back on SoundCloud. Sometimes, you know, just got to do what you got to do, but I'll be back on there. But it's still part of the story. So what I'm about to tell y'all is still part of the story. So you want to learn more about history and more about this dream because, like I said, Davidson's dreams are not normal dreams because he's not normal. So obviously, his dreams are going to be incredibly long and very, very different from everybody else's dreams. It's going to stand out. You know what I'm saying? So, and I am David, but I'm his duplicate. And duplicates, the way it's set up is that I am a part of him. So, being as though the real Davidson is now with his family and he's living his life, I know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Because I have his brain, you know, so he knows what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And this is part of history, me telling you this stuff. So, let's get into the story. So, it was a Friday. It was a Friday, like, evening. Like, I'm going to say it was, like, Friday, 11 o'clock in the morning, you know? And I was, like, coming back from a meeting and I had to go see Tanera. When I go see Tanera, we live together. I went home to my wife, Tanera. And, you know, she was pretty much, you know, looking at something. I think she was looking at, the TV series. She was looking at my TV series about my life. And she was cooking. And she also was doing some things about her app, like doing some research because she's doing a streaming app, you know, where you can stream books and all types of stuff. And I'm going to, you know, pay for it, obviously, but I'm her husband. I'm supposed to do that stuff. So I'm like, Tanera. It's like, yeah. I'm like, do you realize that we got to do those, the cartoon. You know, the cartoon series we doing about our life? She's like, yeah, when is they supposed to be drawing us again? I'm like, the people are supposed to be, you know, drawing us, I think today, I mean, when the girls get out of school. She's like, but they go to dance class, right? I'm like, yeah, but they not going to that. I already told them what it was. So she's like, hold on, baby, I don't think it's today. I'm like, well, when is it then? So she's like, it's Saturday. Today's Friday. I'm like, how do you know? She's like, because I'm looking on the schedule. Like, I got the calendar on the wall, and it literally says Saturday, Animation Day. So that means that that's the day that they make us into cartoon characters. She's like, that's the day that they make us into cartoon characters. Now, David, you do know that this is extra work on your daughters. I mean, they got to do the dance thing. They got to also do that Disney stuff. Then they got to do this animation stuff where they got to do their voices. You know, I'm like, I don't care. You know how much stuff I had to do? It's like, David, they're not you. I'm like, I know that. I just want them to take, I want them to understand if you want to be something special, you got to work very hard for that shit. I could not sleep, baby, making music, doing all that stuff. Everything that I did it for my family. What I got right now, my legacy, all the hell I went through. You know what I'm saying? I had little nieces running up to me talking about, I hate you. You're not my uncle. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. I had to deal with that stuff. Because deep down inside, that little girl don't want me to be her uncle. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, you know, when I'm doing this stuff for my daughters and I'm getting them involved in these projects with them, it's to show them, you know, to start their own legacy. You know what I'm saying? To keep the legacy going. Even though I'm going to be around for a long time, but you get what I'm saying? It's like, I get what you're saying. Which little girl used to say that to you? I'm like, what? She's like, you said some little girl, one of your nieces, who used to say that to you? I'm like, one of Dorian's daughters. She's like, which one? Amira? I'm like, no, Amina. She's like, yeah, she got a mouth on her. I'm like, yeah, she does. So she's like, she get that from her mother and her damn father. So I'm like, well, you get what you birth. So she's like, she used to just run up to you and say that. I'm like, all the time. You know, she just really, I don't know. I guess she just hated me or something. She's like, that's not right to do. I mean, you don't just run up to people and tell them stuff like that. Like, why the hell would she even say that? I'm like, I don't know. She just would just run up and just say that. Just run up and just say mean stuff all the time. And sometimes I just ignore her. She's like, I would have slapped the hell out of her. I'm like, who? She's like, Amina. That little girl is too damn bad. I'd have slapped her. Like, what the, who are you talking to like that? See, that's the thing about that little girl. She don't get enough damn ass whippings. So that's why she run up and say stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And then if you would put your hands on them, then they get mad at you. Don't touch my kid. Well, your kid running up to me saying stuff that she shouldn't be saying out of her damn mouth. You see what I'm saying? And you ain't telling her not to say the damn stuff. So yeah, smack the hell out of her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I would have smacked her if I was you. I mean, you her uncle. You her uncle. You could put that girl in her damn place. Like, who are you talking to like that? Go sit your little tiny ass down. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can picture her saying that. I'm like, you can. She's like, yeah, I can picture her saying that because she got a mouth on her. Amira do too, but Amina, she that one. I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah. She that one that really, really likes to, you know. But it don't even matter. Damn it, they all did. They all did. So it really doesn't even matter. I'm like, I know that. I'm not worried about that any damn more. I didn't worry about it when she was saying it in the first place. She thought she was hurting my damn feelings. I didn't give a damn if she liked me or not. It really didn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, your family. Well, I'm like, they your family too. She's like, okay, but they were still technically your side of the family because they were your brothers and sisters. And they just, they was really ungrateful. They was just too damn ungrateful. And they was like planning their life and stuff, never knowing that something was gonna happen to them. I'm like, well, that's what God wanted them to do. He wanted them to plan their life. He wanted them to keep doing things as business as usual. So when we came in and did what the fuck we did, they would be surprised. Like kind of like shocked. You know what I'm saying? Like they was. With you see the look on their damn face. You wasn't there, but yeah, they had some scary ass looks on their face, like they couldn't believe what the hell was happening to them. And they couldn't fight back. Cause, you know, me and God took the energy out their bodies. So they couldn't fight back. They couldn't. All they was doing is just taking that shit. See, what people didn't understand was back in those times, baby, these damn celebrity males, them rappers, they were all dying because of me and God. We were trying to open up these people's eyes to realize, to show people that, look, man, I'm serious. But then God said, man, killing these damn celebrities, they still ain't waking up to see who the hell you are. Even if you tell them what it is, we got to show them by action. So we had to take my family out. We had to kill basically the whole damn generation, make a whole nother damn generation. Now, granted, this generation got, you know, some attitudes about them, but they still very accepting. And they still accept me. And that's the only thing that God asks, is that you accept me. So if you accept his biological son, that's the only thing he asks. He don't care about anything else about your damn attitude. But other than that, you know, and that's just what these other that generation, they couldn't do that. They couldn't accept me. So they had to fucking get the hell out of here. They ain't had no choice. God said, you're not gonna keep them alive, and they keep on running over top of you like this and just treating you any old type of way. And no, that your family already doing that stuff. So no, they gotta go too. They gotta go, your family gotta go, everybody gotta go. And God said that's just how it is. You know? Usually I begged my dad to keep them alive and stuff, and he was like, all right, give them another year. All right, give him another year. All right, give him another year. And I would beg him for years just to keep people, keep my family alive, keep everybody alive. But it came to the point where I just stopped doing that shit because I'm just like, niggas don't want to see me alive anyway. They want to see me dead. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to sit here and beg my damn father to keep y'all alive when I'm the reason why you is alive, and then you still treat me like shit. You got little kids running up to me saying all that negative stuff in my damn face. I'm just going to get to the point where I just don't give a fuck. And I think people have seen it in my face that I really just started not to fucking care anymore. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, David, you know, I'm so happy that you left my sister and stuff alive. I'm happy that you did that. You know you didn't really have to do that though, right? I'm like, but I wanted to. I mean, Aunt Wanda never showed me that she hated me. And, you know, Sinitra never did either. Or Martina. Or Gordon. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, but you really didn't have to do that, baby. You didn't have to keep my brothers alive. Well, my brother and sisters alive and my mother. You didn't have to do that. But I am happy that you did. I'm like, baby, you sure it's Saturday? She's like, it says Saturday right here. So I called the people up and they was like, yeah, it's Saturday. So Tanera was like, I told you it was Saturday. She's like, I told you it was Saturday. So we go in the room and I'm cutting up with, you know, my wife Tanera. It's like, David, the kids are coming home. I'm like, they not coming home. They going to dance, you know, dance class. She's like, oh, okay. So I just remember, you know, we were having sex a long time. We forgot the time, like we got lost, you know, got lost with the track of time. And so my daughter had came home, like my twin daughters, they came home, Jessica and Layla, with their friends from school and stuff. And I just remember, they was like, y'all, I just want to say, wasn't dance class cool? Y'all should join the dance class. So they was like, it did look kind of fun, but I don't really know how to dance like that. Y'all hear that moaning noise? So they was like, what moaning noise? So she was like, is your parents home? So Jessica was like, Simone, hold on. So Jessica and Layla, they walk in, and it was like, oh my God, my father and mother are having sex. Oh God. So they was like, for real? Your father's God. Let's hear it. So she was like, you're not going to hear my father have sex with my mother. Look, let's go back into the car until they done. So she was like, I cannot believe my father and mother. So they went back in the car, whatever. I mean, Tanera didn't really care because I was like having sex with her. So she didn't really hear what they were saying. So, you know, when we were done, she was like, baby, did somebody come in? I'm like, huh? She's like, did somebody come in? I thought I heard our daughters. I'm like, yeah. She's like, did they hear us? I'm like, no, baby, they didn't hear us. So she's like, okay. Hand me that towel, baby. I'm like, what's wrong with you? She's like, David, you just wore my damn body out. I'm sweating. Oh, you sure they didn't hear us? I'm like, I'm definitely sure they didn't hear us. She's like, okay. So my daughters and them come in, and I come out the room, whatever, right? They was like, Daddy, why are you and Mommy having sex with the door wide open? I'm like, look, I thought y'all was in dance class. So they was like, we did, but dance class was over early. Like, the class was over early. And we text you, and we text Mom to let you know that it was over early. And then we come home. We have friends. They in the car. We just wanted to come in to make sure everything was in the clear. Are y'all done screwing around? Because my friends need to come in. So I'm like, are they girls? So she was like, yes, Daddy, they're girls. Are y'all done? I'm like, I can have sex with your mother as long as I want to. This is my damn house. And speaking of damn houses, y'all know we moving next week.
So she like, yes, to in the woods. I think you bought a cabin mansion. Yes, daddy, we know. I'm like, y'all gonna love this. It's beautiful. So she's like, well, as long as it has Wi-Fi, daddy, I don't care what it is. I'm like, you and this damn internet. So she's like, what's wrong with me loving the internet, daddy? I'm like, all right. They got Wi-Fi there. She's like, it do? Well, I love it already. I'm like, what about you, Layla? She's like, I love anything that you get us, daddy. I'm like, okay, well, y'all can bring y'all friends in. So I go in there, and Tanya was like, David, you lied to me. You said that they didn't hear us fucking. I'm like, baby, I thought they didn't hear us. She's like, maybe you ain't really okay. Well, we were both into it, so maybe we didn't know that they were listening to us. I'm like, it's like, David, I'm look, I'm tired of trying to hide this from these girls. I mean, they teenagers. I mean, they going think about this stuff anyway, so we can't hide this from these girls. We have sex. How you think they were born? Like, you thought you was born just by the air? Like, you got born because your father was screwing the hell out of me and came inside of me. That is how you girls was conceived. So they need to realize that. I'm not gonna sit here and hide our sex life from my damn daughters. They just gonna have to see or realize that we love each other and we have sex a lot. That's just what we do. I'm like, okay, I wasn't gonna hide it from him anyway. So she's like, you never do. I don't even think you be making us invisible no more. I think you really be just letting them hear us have sex. I'm like, I don't even do that. So she's like, all right, David. I'm like, so you gonna cook dinner? She's like, what, tonight? I'm like, yeah, are you gonna cook dinner tonight? So she's like, yeah, I'm gonna cook dinner tonight only because I know you hungry, and I don't want to have my husband hungry. So I'm like, see, that's why I love you, because you take care of your husband. You always look out for me. So you're like, you look out for me too. We look out for each other. I'm like, yeah, we do. So I just remember I go in the bathroom, Tanira coming in with me, and she kind of fixing her hair and stuff. It's like, David, stop it. I'm like, what? She's like, you are too horny. I am trying to make us something to eat. David, I'm like, what? She's like, you know what? I ain't gonna be able to do anything if you keep on having sex with me. I'm like, well, I love your body. Would you like me touching another girl body? She's like, no, I wouldn't, David. Okay, go ahead. I'm like, what? She's like, go ahead, finish what you were doing. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I do my thing with her in the bathroom, whatever. It's like, I'm tired now. I'm like, you can rest, baby. But when you get up, I want some, because it's not even dark time yet. So you could get some rest. And then when you get up, it's like, okay, I'll cook when I get up. So I remember I left out, and my daughter friends, well, our daughter friends, and they were already into the house. And, I went into the office. Now my phone was ringing, and it was Tila, and she was like, David." I'm like, "Yeah, what's up, Tila?" So she's like, "Your daughters want to know if you, can you pick them up?" I'm like, "What? This weekend?" She's like, "Yeah, the animated show, y'all. Your daughters are in it, and I'm pretty sure that I'm in it too." You said you wanted all of your baby mothers included in it. I'm like, well, that's impossible when Zendaya's in rehab and Selena Gomez is in rehab too. She's like, okay, but their kids can be in there. And I'm pretty sure the artists that's drawing us know how Selena Gomez look and Zendaya, and they can get other people to play their voices until they get better. So I'm like, okay. So she's like, you said that you wanted all of your kids on this show, this animated show. Didn't you say that? I'm like, I know what I said. So she's like, okay then. I'm like, okay, what? She's like, are you coming to get them? I can just meet you at the place. I'm like, okay. She's like, matter of fact, why can't I just stay there? Y'all got a big ass mansion. Why in the hell I can't stay there? Y'all got over 50 something rooms in there. I can't stay the night there. Your wife is gonna have a problem with that. I'm like, No, she's not gonna have a problem with that. So she's like, fine, we'll be there in 2 hours. I'm like, okay, cool. So I just remember Giorgio Siwa calls me up, and now I wanted this show to be more realistic because it's a cartoon show, but I wanted it to be realistic. So Giorgio Siwa, she called me up. She's another one of my baby mothers, and so she was like, David, is it? I mean, ain't it this weekend that we getting drawn as cartoon characters and stuff for your TV series? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, so can we stay the night there? I mean, they are your kids. I'm like, yeah. It's like, I mean, y'all got like over like 60 or 50 something rooms in that big ass mansion. Y'all got McDonald's and stuff in there, workers and all types of stuff in that damn mansion. I'm like, okay. I didn't say y'all could not come over here. What the hell is stopping y'all? She's like, your freaking wife. She always say we can't come. I'm like, I'll talk to her about that, okay? Yes, y'all can come over. So she's like, well, we'll be there in a few hours. We just gotta get a few other things packed up, okay? I'm like, all right, no problem. So I go in the kitchen with, my daughters, Jessica, Layla, and her friend Simone and some other friends they had there. And she was like, Hi, I am so nervous to meet you. You are David Sims. I'm like, yeah, and you're Simone, you're a very pretty girl. She's like, well, thank you. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you got a boyfriend, right? She's like, no, I don't have a boyfriend. I'm like, you don't? She's like, no. I'm like, damn, with a body like that, you don't have a boyfriend. Nobody trying to snatch you up. She's like, I wouldn't mind if you snatched me up. So Jessica was like, what did you just say to my father? So she's like, what? Your father's hot. So she's like, okay, all right, we going in the room now. She's like, what? No, we was getting something to eat. We were getting snacks. Where's the snacks? So she was like, what's wrong with me talking to your father? She's like, you just flirted with my father. She's like, what did I say? So Jessica was like, you just told my father you wouldn't mind if he snatched you up. She's like, what? I wouldn't. What's wrong with me saying that? She's like, you just better hope that my mother didn't hear that shit. So she's like, what, your mother's here? She's like, oh, she's definitely here. She's always around. So she's like, well, I didn't say it that loud. She's like, you better hope she didn't hear it. So she's like, what's she gonna do? What's she gonna do? Hurt me? What's she gonna put her hands on me? He's like, Simone, you better calm down. And my father is taken. He's married to our mother, happily married. So she's like, okay, I was just joking anyway. So she's like, no, you wasn't. You was not joking. So she's like, oh, I really wasn't. But your father's in the Bible. He's God. What girl is not gonna throw themselves at him? I mean, I just thought I would like shoot my shot. Okay, it failed. Whatever. So they get these snacks or whatever like that. I'm not gonna lie, Simone is a she's really, really pretty. She bad. She got a nice little body and stuff like that. And so I was like chilling. I ended up going to the off. Well, going inside the office, and I got a lot of my plaques all over the office. Like, I got a lot of stuff in there. But then I went into the studio part of my, mansion. And I got plaques in there, and I was just like sitting there, just looking at all these damn, diamond records, because I've dropped a lot of mixtapes and stuff like that. And so the girl Simone had came in there, and she's like, I'm sorry, I was just looking around. So I'm like, oh, hey, Simone, what's up? So it's like, I mean, wow, you did all this. I'm like, yeah. She's like, so tell me, why did you stop doing music? I'm like, well, I can't tell you that because I haven't even told my daughters that yet. But I still act, I still do movies. She's like, I love all the movies that come out when you do them. I'm like, yeah, you go see them? She's like, all the time with my friends. I'm like, okay, you're a very, very beautiful girl. It's like, you're a very, very attractive man and serious man. I'm like, how old are you? She's like, who, me? I'm like, yeah. She's like, 15. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, how old are you? Rumor has it you don't really have an age. I'm like, you got me. No, I don't have an age. I'm actually basically the same age you are. I'm a teenager myself. So she's like, so your daughters are teenagers, and you're a teenager too. I'm like, Yes. She's like, so that means you really got it good. So does that mean your daughters would get like older than you? I'm like, well, they'll stop aging at a certain time. So that means like when they turn 16, they basically won't age anymore. Like they'll be the same age for a very long time. So she's like, so they'll be 16 for like years. Kind of like a vampire. I'm like, not like a damn vampire, but they just will not age. So she's like, but you know, like vampires don't age either. I'm like, I know they don't age, but I'm saying that's not what I'm saying though. So she's like, but it's kind of like that though. I'm like, it's not like that at all. She's like, yeah, it is. I'm like, Simone, it's not like that because the damn vampires are dead. They're not even alive. And I tell you, she's like, have you met a real vampire before? I'm like, a girl one. I had sex with one before too. She's like, you had sex with a girl vampire? I'm like, a real girl vampire. Yeah. It's like, is it true that reflection is not in the mirror? I'm like, yeah, it's true. Yep. So she's like, how did you know she was a girl vampire? I'm like, because I knew she was. I went to the other universe to get her. So she's like, and you had sex with her. I'm like, yeah. She's like, did you like? I'm like, yeah, I knocked her ass up. I did that. She's like, where is she at now? I'm like, the vampire girl's like, yeah, where is she? I'm like, she's still around. I still talk to her and stuff like that. And I see the kid, you know, I see our daughter. We had a daughter. She's like, wow. So it's like, you actually got a vampire girl, like you got her pregnant. I'm like, why are you sounding so surprised? I'm not even new. I'm like, I'm not even normal. Why are you sounding so surprised? She's like, I mean, I just can't believe you had sex with a real vampire girl. Wow. Did she look young? I'm like, yeah, she did. She looked really young. She had red, like red, burgundy, pretty hair. She was like really, really pretty. And, you know, her eyes was really pretty. She was really sweet, you know? And she still looked the same. She's like, and what about your daughter? She's like, well, being as though she's a vampire, our daughter ages, like, get older pretty fast. Like, they're not like normal babies. So, like, they become a teenager in like 2 or 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? It's like, really? I'm like, yeah. But then they'll stay that same, you know, look forever. Like, you know, so my vampire daughter is 17 and has been 17 for like years. She haven't even seen her other sisters yet. I mean, not that she don't want to, but she just think that her sisters won't accept her because she's a vampire. Like half, she's half of what I am and half a vampire. She's like, but yeah, but your daughters know that you're not normal. So why wouldn't they accept they vampire sister? I mean, like, it's not like she gonna eat them. I'm like, she's not gonna eat them. So she's like, well, why won't she just come around to just see what they'll say? I'm like, I don't know. I tried to get her to come around, but I'm not gonna force the girl. She said that she afraid that they're not gonna accept her, and you know, she's just afraid. And I can understand she afraid, but I want to put her in this cartoon show. I want to get her in there, but she says she'll do it, but she don't like, she's just afraid to meet her sister. She just don't know what they're gonna say to her. So she's like, what would they say? I mean, I'm hoping they wouldn't be mean to her. I'm like, they my daughters. It's not in them to be mean. So she like, yeah, they're really nice girls. I'm like, well, Simone, I'm glad that I got you in this studio. You sing? It's like, yeah, I do. How did you know? I'm like, I'm God. I know everything. She's like, I always wanted to be like a really good singer. I'm like, she's like, you inspired me. I'm not gonna lie. Your music, your movies, everything. I'm like, okay, you sure James Brown, Elvis Presley, all these other rappers that passed away, you sure they didn't inspire you? She's like, no. I'm like, okay. So let me ask you another question. Do any of my daughters, Jessica and Layla, do they have boyfriends? Are they talking to boys? She's like, Layla's not talking to a boy. She's actually focusing on her work. But Jessica is definitely crushing on a boy. Like, really crushing. And he's crushing on her, too. So it's like, that chemistry is there. I don't know if she's focusing on her work or not. But I'm hoping that she is, because I know Layla kept telling her, like, if daddy finds one bad grade, he pulling her out of, you know, school. I'm like, yeah, I told her that. So if she come back with a bad report card, that's on her. I already told her what I was going to do. So she like, I'll make sure she stay on top of her grades. So I'm like, well, that's a good friend. She's like, well, I guess I'll just go ahead and leave. Let you get back to what you was doing. I'm like, no, come here for a minute. You can chill. She's like, okay. So, you know, we were playing around singing and stuff like that. And then she kind of looked at me and we looked at each other because we were singing a duet song. And then, you know, she kind of kissed me, right? And I kissed her back. And then my daughters had walked in just in time for us to stop kissing. So Jessica and Layla was like, Simone, what are you doing in here? So she's like, nothing. I was just talking to your father. So she's like, about what? She's like, nothing. We were, ain't it obvious? We were just singing. She's like, why do you sound like you did something? She's like, I didn't do anything. Nothing. Okay, David, thank you for like letting me sing and stuff. So she's like, I'm going to go back in your room. So she's like, okay. So they all leave out or whatever. And, you know, Jessica comes back in. She's like, Daddy, what happened with you and Simone? I'm like, nothing. Nothing happened. She just, you know, we were just singing. That's it. She's like, okay. All right. Well, Simone wants to stay tonight. I'm like, your sister's coming over here. She's like, okay. I'm like, look, I got to talk to you about something, Jessica. She's like, what? I'm like, you saying what to me? She's like, no. I'm like, you got a boyfriend in school? Is a boy breaking your focus? Because I need to know the truth. Because if you come back with a bad grade, I told you I'm pulling you out of that damn school. So tell me what the hell you doing. Because I know that it's a boy breaking your focus. I can feel it. So she like, okay, Daddy, I like a boy. But is that a crime? I'm like, it's not a crime to like a damn boy. But it is a damn crime to come back with bad damn grades. So that's a damn crime. Because see, I'm not going to be providing for you and buying you all these fancy cars and stuff for you to come back with bad damn grades. Now see, if I don't see no damn results when that first report card come out, you are definitely getting pulled out of school. Do you understand me? Then you will never see that damn boy again. So she's like, okay. I've been focusing anyway. I'm like, you better hope that he ain't breaking your focus. He break your damn focus. That's it. Oh, and I got to let you know on something. Now, tomorrow, I got to let you know that you have a sister. It's like, I have a lot of sisters. Daddy, you have a lot of kids. I'm like, yeah, but she's a vampire girl. It's like, she's half vampire and half what I am. So she's like, you had sex with a vampire girl? I'm like, yeah, this is a long time ago, though. So she's like, you really had sex with a vampire girl? I'm like, yeah, and it was good, too. So she was like, so I have a sister that's a vampire girl. I'm like, yes. So she's like, okay. When were you going to tell us this, Daddy? I'm like, what's wrong with her being a vampire girl? It's just like Twilight. She's like, Daddy, that's nothing like Twilight. Do you know what that is? That's real life. This is not a movie. You know, I have a sister that is a freaking vampire. Now, what if she sucks the blood out of my friend's necks? I'm like, she's not that type of vampire, and that stuff ain't real. So I don't know why you believe in that stuff. Your father is God. Do you understand me? I am God. I'm telling you, it's not real. It's all that stuff you read and people telling you, it's not real. She's not that type of damn vampire. And those type of damn vampires don't even exist. I don't know who the hell are you getting your information from. Vampires just don't run up sucking people bloods. Don't do that stuff. That's just what they put in movies so you can believe that stuff. It gets you in your mind, gets you scared. If you ever meet a vampire, they're going to try to bite your neck. No, they're not. And your sister really cares about y'all, and she's been scared to come around y'all because she think you're not going to accept her. That's your damn sister. And a very pretty one, too. So she's like, what if she's your daughter, daddy? Of course I will accept her. You know I'm not going to be mean to her. She's my sister. Okay, well, when can we meet her? I'm like, well, tomorrow. She's like, well, why don't she just come over tonight? We could just, like, solve all of the, like, nervousness. She come over tonight. We can hang out and stuff. I mean, ain't she a part of the show? She's in the animated show, right? I'm like, yeah, she's in it. She's like, well, she could come over. Tell her we would love to have her and we can spend time together. I didn't even know that I had a vampire sister. I'll go tell Layla. I'm like, okay. She's like, okay. So with that being said, I, you know, went to go get my vampire daughter. I brought her back to the house and, you know, Layla and Jessica was really nice to her. Simone and the rest of the girls was really nice to her. And, you know, Tila came with our daughters. JoJo Siwa came with our daughters. It was just a lot of noise going on out there. So I go in there with Tanera. It's like, David. I'm like, yeah, baby. It's like, what the hell going on out there? I'm like, Tila here with our daughters. And JoJo Siwa is here with our daughters. And I brought the vampire daughter here. My vampire daughter here. It's like, wait a minute. You fucked the vampire? I'm like, yeah, this is a long time ago. She's like, David, oh, wait a minute, hold on. You're not going to just say that like it's nothing. Like, you literally put your dick in a vampire girl. I'm like, okay. He's like, David, this is not damn Twilight. I'm like, I ain't never say it was Twilight. I'm saying that she's a real damn girl. That is half what I am and half vampire. She's like, you actually got a vampire girl pregnant. I'm like, why is everybody looking like that so surprising? I'm not even human. So she like, yeah, that's true. Where is she? I want to see her. So I brought her in the room. And she's like, oh, you're a very, very pretty girl. She's like, yeah. She's like, oh, I can see the resemblance. You definitely look like your father. She's like, okay. Okay, I don't really have any clothes on, so I'm just in my bra and underwear. Can you go out there with your sisters and stuff? She's like, yeah, no problem. So she go out there. I'm like, see, she's really nice. She's like, she definitely looked like a vampire, though. I'm like, what the hell? She's like, David, I'm just saying. I'm like, okay. So she is very pretty. She is. So she's like, okay, is Tila and I'm leaving? I'm like, they staying the night. She's like, David, why the fuck they staying the night? I'm like, baby, we got a mansion over 50-something rooms that we don't even go in. So she like, all right, fine. I'm like, you look like you mad. You look like you angry. She's like, I'm not mad. I'm not cooking dinner. I'm not mad. I'm like, you ain't cooking no dinner. She's like, I'll cook you some dinner. When everybody else is out that damn kitchen and stuff. I'll cook you and me some food, but I am not cooking for. I'm like, okay. She's like, what? I'm like, I'm not saying nothing, baby. She's like, nothing. No, you the one inviting all these damn people. I mean, I don't mind your daughters coming over. They're your babies. I don't mind them coming over here. But the mothers and them staying the night, it makes me feel like they have an ulterior fucking motive to have sex with you. I'm like, okay. It's like, so yes, that pissed me off. I'm not going to lie to you. But their kids are here, so I can't get too mad about it. So I'm like, okay. She's like, so she's looking at me. I'm like, why are you staring at me like this? She's like, no reason. So I ended up doing my thing with, you know, Tanera. It was like the middle of the night. And then, like, I'm going to say in the morning time, like 6 in the morning, I had got up. I always get up before everybody. And that girl Simone was up. She was up looking at the series about my life or whatever. And she was the only one up. So I was like, you the only one up this time of morning? It's like, oh, I just really like the show. So I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, this is about your life? I'm like, yeah, that's about my life. She's like, this is so cool. I really wish I had a father like, you know, like the way Tila and Jessica have a father. I mean, like a really serious father. I'm like, you got a daddy? She's like, no, I never met my father. I'm like, well, I'll be your daddy if you don't have a daddy. I'll be your father. She's like, I was kind of thinking you'd be more than my father. I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? She's like, look, I know you're married, but I couldn't help in the studio when we kissed each other that I kind of felt something. I'm like, okay. You're going to the same high school as my daughters, my twin daughters. She's like, yeah, and you're a teenager too, so there's nothing really wrong with what we're doing if we do have sex. It's not like you're raping me or like molesting me or something. I'm like, okay. She's like, and I'm old enough to know about that stuff, and I'm on my period, so that means I can have sex. So I'm like, yeah, that means that, but that don't mean you should do, do that, you know, because my daughters are 15 years old and I don't suggest that. So she's like, I won't put it in a head, okay? Whatever we do is between me and you. Nobody has to know. So I'm like, I can't do that. Number one, I'm married. Tanira's my wife and she's in the other room asleep. And so she's like, okay, well, okay. So we just looking at the show or whatever like that. And she's like, look, you change your mind? I'm like, okay. It's like, I'm just saying, I'm going to be over here a lot. So save both of us the awkward tension and we could do something, you know? I'm like, nah, that can't happen. I mean, you're friends with my twin daughters. You're like her best friend. She's like, well, yeah. I'm like, are you coming with us, you know, to the animated studio? She's like, yes, I am. I'm coming. Would you like me to come? I'm like, yes. She's like, I would love to come. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, I'm getting up because this girl is really pretty. So she's trying to like seduce me while everybody's asleep. I know what she's trying to do. So I just remember I go in the kitchen. She comes in the kitchen. She's like, I'm just getting a snack. I'm like, okay, in your little t-shirt and underwears, I see what you're doing. You're trying to seduce me. I think I know what's going on here. It's like, what? I'm just getting a snack. Oh, I dropped something. I'm like, yeah, she's trying to seduce me. This girl. So I kind of like turned away or whatever like that. She's like, oh, David, can you help me pick this up for a minute? I can't grab it. It's like really wedged in there. So I'm like, no, you got it. She's like, no, I can't get it. I need your hand too. So I'm like, no, you know, just get another one. She's like, no, I need you. I want this one. I'm like, no, you don't want that one. She's like, I do want that one. I'm like, okay. So I got something to get the thing out, the whatever she was about to eat. She's like, why didn't you just get it with me? You could have just bent down and grabbed it with me. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. She's like, David, you really want to do something with me, and I can see it, and it's cute that you're trying to fight it. It's really cute, but I can tell by the end of this weekend, we're going to be lovers. I'm like, yeah, that ain't going to happen. She's like, yeah, it is. I can tell you want me. I'm like, okay. It's like, by the way you look at me. Yeah, I know. You love Tanira. She loves you too. That's cute too, but you want me. I'm like, okay. It's like, I know you want me. So she's like, I'll play this little game with you. I'll play it. I'm like, okay. It's like, but you know what's going to happen. I'm like, all right. So I get up. I mean, I go in the room with my wife Tanira. I lay down. And I'm like, this girl trying to play with me. She really trying to play with me. So everybody finally get up. They eat breakfast. Tanira cook for everybody. And we get in the car. We all pull off and stuff. and we go to the animated studio. So they was like, so my daughters was like, hold on, daddy, this says David Sims Animated Studio. This is your studio? I'm like, yeah, this is mine. She's like, God damn, you own a lot of businesses. I didn't even know you owned an animated studio. So Layla was like, duh, I mean, the man owned Disney and Nickelodeon. Like, this man, like, our daddy got all these businesses. You don't think he got an animated studio? So I'm like, all right, now look, y'all. This is like my family, basically all of my daughters and stuff. Not every single one of my daughters, but this is enough. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get to drawing. Y'all got to start with me first. Start with my wife second, which is Tanera. And start with our twin daughters, Jessica and Layla. Start with everybody. So, you know, they drawing, and there was a lot of drawing artists there that was drawing us as cartoon characters and stuff. And, you know, I wanted to let them know that each episode I want to have different outfits for each character. We all going to be playing our own voices. Nobody's going to be playing our voices. We're going to play ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Who knows us better than ourselves? So everybody was getting drilled and stuff like that, and it was pretty much fun, and everybody was having a great time. I went to the daggone bathroom, right? This goddamn girl, Sophia. So I go in there, and she's like, oh, this is a community bathroom. Like, girls and boys could come in here, too. I'm like, yeah, something like that. It's like, I like it like that. I'm like, yeah, girl, you're going to have to stop this. She's like, stop what? All I'm doing is just giving you a compliment. Unless you don't want me to. I'm like, why you wear that short-ass skirt? So she's like, I wore this skirt for you. I'm like, Simone, I'm telling you. She's like, and I'm telling you that I want you. And I know you, Mari. And I'm not going to stop until we have each other. Like, really have each other. I'm like, okay. She's like, look, I'm sorry. Do you know why I even became friends with your daughters? I'm like, wow, you using them? She like, I feel bad. I mean, I wanted to meet you. And the only way to meet you was to be friends with them. And I'm popular in school. And I'm sorry, I really like them as real friends. Like, I do. I think they're really cool girls. But I really, really wanted to meet you. And now that I did, I mean, I really want to, like, be with you. But you're playing all of this game with me. You're playing all this stuff with me. You're saying you don't want to do anything with me. And so Tila was like, he don't want to do nothing with you. So she was like, who are you? You're not his wife. She's like, oh, I'm the next best thing as his damn wife. I'm the mother of his children. What are you doing? So she's like, excuse me, who are you? She's like, I'm Tila. And I want you to back the hell away from David. What is wrong with you? Who is this girl? So I'm like, that's Simone. That's my daughter's, me and Tanera daughter's friend from school. She's like, oh, you better go take your fast ass out there with your damn friends before I go tell them what the hell you doing in here. So she's like, I'm not doing nothing. She's like, yeah, well, I just seen something else. So she's like, okay, fine. I just came here to use the bathroom. So she used the bathroom, whatever. Tila like, what the hell was going on here? I'm like, nothing. I swear, nothing, baby. She's like, okay. So Tila was like, you know, all over me and stuff like that. And Simone was like, oh, so do your wife know that you and that girl Tila still have sex? So Tila was like, girl, mind your business. This has nothing to do with you. So she was like, it does have something to do with me. I mean, how would Tanera, like, what would she do if she found out about this? So Tila was like, okay, little girl, what do you want? What do you want? Damn, what do you want? So she's like, I just want to talk to David. That's all I want to do. And you interrupted it. So she's like, David, go ahead and deal with this girl and I'll be out here. So I'm like, look, girl, what are you? Let's talk in this room because this bathroom too hot. So we go in the room. It's like, David, look, if we have sex, I promise you, I will not tell anybody. I'm like, see, that's a damn lie. Because if I have sex with you, then you reliable to get pregnant, then you're going to want to be with me fully and be my wife and all this stuff. And I already have a damn wife. I told you, my wife is Tanera. So she's like, I get that. Everyone knows that that girl is your wife. Okay, I understand. She's your wife. Okay, I can never take her place. I'm not trying to. I just want to have fun with you. I'm like, no. You trying to use me like some sex toy? She's like, no. You're the one that says you don't want a relationship with me. I'm like, okay, yes, so. She's like, you want me. You really, really want me. Why don't you just act out what you're feeling? And as you, you think I'm going to run to your daughters and tell them, oh, I'm having sex with your father. I'm not going to say anything. I'm like, oh, really? She's like, I can keep a secret. You'd be surprised at the secrets that I have kept. I got a lot of secrets that I never told, including my own. So I'm like, so what do you mean, including your own? What type of stuff you did? You did some nasty stuff? She's like, no, but I mean, I did some stuff that I was embarrassed about that I would never tell. But I'll tell you only if you give me what I know you want to do. So I'm like, okay, look, I can't do it here. It's like, so where can we do it at? Can we do it in the house? I mean, it's a lot of rooms in that mansion. I'm pretty sure we can do it in one of those rooms. So my daughter Tila was like, do it in what room? So she was like, nothing. We were talking about writing a song. So she was like, okay, Simone, what are you doing in here? So she's like, nothing. I'm just talking to your father. So she's like, this is the second time I've seen you doing this shit. This is my freaking father, okay? And my mother is literally out there. What are you doing in here with my daddy? So she's like, I'm not doing anything with your father, but I was just talking to him about some music. So she's like, okay. The next time I see an episode like this with my father, we going to have a really showing out. Like, me and you going to have to do something. She's like, what, fight? She's like, I don't know. Whatever you want to do, but you're not going to break my family up. That's what you're not going to do, because that's my daddy. So she's like, okay, and I know that's your father. She's like, okay, so I'm going to need you to stop coming on to my daddy, because my mother, that's my mother's property. So she's like, okay, no problem. So she goes out there, whatever, like that. She's like, daddy, what were you doing with her? I'm like, nothing. I was doing nothing, Jessica. She's like, I'm Layla. I'm like, oh, Layla. I was doing nothing, Layla. She's like, Simone likes you. She likes you. And I'm starting to think she used me and your sister. Oh, and my sister, your other daughter. I'm starting to think she used us to get to you. I'm like, look, I don't think she did this. Like, then why every time I'm catching her in a room alone with you? I'm like, okay, that's just, look, I have nothing to do with that. So she's like, okay, I'm not going to tell mommy, but don't let it happen again. So I'm like, okay. So we go out there, whatever, like that. And everything went good after that, but some other things, you know, went down. You know, I can't really say it on this. I probably have to say it on SoundCloud, like, to finish off, you know, the rest of what happened and stuff like that. But I will say, Simone is not a bad-looking girl. She's really, really pretty. I mean, really pretty, really, you know, curvy and stuff like that. And she wore a lot of short stuff for me to, like, look at her and stuff like that. I mean, that's what girls do when they want you to, like, look at them. They wear short stuff so you can look at their body and all that stuff like that. That's just what girls do. You know what I'm saying? And they really, really test you. You know what I'm saying? So let me just say this. You know, let me get off of here. And I'm thinking, should I finish this off on SoundCloud, or should I just say fuck it? What you think I should do, y'all? Y'all think I should finish this off on SoundCloud? I don't know. We're gonna see. But I do want to let you know that this story gets a lot better, you know, and a lot more stuff happens. I mean, a whole lot of stuff happens, actually. And this is episode 4. I'm just trying to make sure that I always get the episodes kind of mixed up a little bit. So yeah, this is episode 4, season 4, 2020.